in terms of your evaluations. For each speaker that comes for this class and for this session and the next session, make sure you fill out your evaluation for that particular speaker. And in this case, it would be Jeff Robbie, Jennifer Nicolini, and Brian Mass. So fill out your evaluations for those particular speakers, but don't turn them in. We're going to have you turn them in that next session, which is going to be the last session. And in that vein, be mindful that the next session is going to be April 8th. That's going to be the last session for this particular class. And then you would individually have training on a local church level in your own churches for the very last session. And I think that's it in terms of all the things I have. How are you guys doing with the readings and the homework? Are there any concerns or feelings that you have about that? Other than you know, the trials of going through it and being a student, I can identify with that.
Raise your hand if you're saying what homework.
What homework? Well, anyway, let's move on. Today we're privileged to have Jennifer Nicolette, who's here.
Amen.
Okay, and Brian Mass, who's going to be on the way. He's going to be the last speaker. And I'm particularly privileged to introduce Jeff McRobbie to you. Those of you that have planned conferences may be aware that, you know, one thing you need to do is plan a place for the conference, plan a facility, and that's not always the easiest thing to do. But the reason why we're here is because of Jeff. Jeff's on the staff of Westminster Seminary, and so he's been really wonderful to do that. And also, he's an elder at New Life Dresher. And there's other things. I'm going to let him fill you in on that. And he says that too, but I might say some more later on. But before he comes, somebody had a question.
Last month we had this, I think, phenomenal presentation from the lady from Whosoever Gospel Missions, and then a couple weeks ago there was a fire, and they've been wiped out, and I would wonder if there was anybody that had an update on that.
Jennifer's pointing to the person that would have the update, and that would be me. Yes, there is an update. But let me just encourage you to pray for Whosoever Gospel Mission. After the fire, the board of directors, I call it a special meeting that next week on a Thursday. And let me just tell you, the staff, particularly the senior staff, really took it hard. And that was even obvious from our meeting. It was a good meeting, and we did some good things, but it was a very hard meeting. But the building is, for all practical purposes, destroyed, although one section of the building really, you know, was the one that was targeted by the fire. But there were a bunch of other buildings. The windows were broken. There's extensive water damage. If you remember, it was really cold. We had a really cold few days that particular time. So there's just water damage. We actually had a board of directors meeting this Thursday, and we were shown pictures. One of our board members actually showed pictures to the rest of the board. If you saw those, it's really extensive damage. Not to cut into Jeff, but I will tell you that we are, for all practical purposes, the board is very much adamant about moving forward, and the staff also is adamant. That's one of the things that we talked about on Thursday. So we're going forward, and there's a lot of things we need. And let me tell you one good thing. I meant to tell you that as you know, we had two thrift stores. The thrift store at the main mission building on Shelton Avenue, but also we had a lighthouse thrift store that was located on Rising Sun and Gothy. But we moved to Rising Sun and Gill, and it's 65 15 Rising Sun. We have a grand opening this Tuesday. So we are, the mission staff is working to get that opening. So on Tuesday, we're going to open. And so you can be praying about that. And also, you know, although this is late notice, if you would be interested, particularly if you have some time on Monday to help out and volunteer, that would be good too. But we are going to open, so I would encourage you to support the stores, so continue to support the mission. Give us your encouraging words, particularly to the staff and to the board, you know, because we're going to need that, because we're talking about a long haul in this process. So if those of you want to talk to me some more about that, feel free to do that, because I don't want to cut it, because we're going to have a knockdown, drag-out talk from my brother here. And so you're going to really be this for a special treat. The form of Jeff Rock. So with that being said, let me move out of the way and let him move up here.
If I could ask, who is the brother who's mentioned that? What's your name?
Nelson.
Nelson?
Yes, sir.
Nelson, would you mind praying for the whosoever gospel was?
Lord, what a treat to be able to bring your ministry before your throne, that your people might participate, God, in coming to you. Lord, our hearts, I'm confused, Lord. We have loved this ministry for many years, and Lord, we were presented with a certain dilemma that's been going on for 2 years in trying to expand the work, and knowing that the work is your work, and knowing that there was a fire, I think last January, or that before, there was a fire, and then another, and God, we're Americans, and we're not used to this kind of struggle, and we don't understand it, and I don't know if there's anyone that does, and what can we do, but desperately needy people, we come before you, we fall before you, and we plead, we petition, God, break our hearts over the needs, Lord, that are already there in the inner city. Break our hearts, Lord, for those who are broken before you. Help us that we would join with them, God, with broken hearts before a loving and gracious God who loves them more than we do. God, help us to see more clearly your sovereignty, the work you are doing, and love it more deeply. Bless the leadership, the board. God, whatever you're doing, give us a new excitement, a new vision. Lord, you're changing the direction, or you're empowering us to move more forcefully, for we know since the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven moves forward, even as violent men take it by force. May we by force move forward, praying forcefully. Lord, we want to move forward, and the gates of hell would not prevail. We don't want to be discouraged. We want to be encouraged. May you, by your Spirit, encourage us and bless them, and encourage us as we work together, we pray together, we serve together, that your kingdom come. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Let's stand and sing of our King.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to our sorrows cease. His music your loosened tongues employ. Ye blind, behold your Savior come, and leave ye lame for joy.
Amen.
Great.
Amen. You may be seated.